NBC News Radio, I'm Trey Thomas. In just a matter of hours, President Biden will hold a video call with his Russian counterpart about Ukraine. Biden warned Vladimir Putin last Friday not to take military action against the country. At least 70,000 Russian troops have reportedly gathered along the border and could possibly attack early next year. The president says he has a comprehensive and meaningful set of initiatives to make it difficult for Putin to pull off such an invasion. Another new poll is showing how more people feel about abortion rights. Out of nearly 2,000 surveyed, 54% don't want the Supreme Court to overturn its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision. But the Harvard Caps Harris poll also found more than 20% would support an earlier abortion date at 15 weeks instead of 24. That's the current ban in Mississippi, which asked the court last week to let states make their own abortion laws. Former Senate Majority Leader and Republican presidential candidate Bob Dole is leaving Congress something to think about in the wake of his death. His final op-ed says compromise is needed, stressing Democrats and Republicans need to be willing to see the other side. Current Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is praising Dole's character.
Throughout his life, Bob Dole redefined and elevated what it has meant to be a public servant.
Dole will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. Prince Harry is praising people who leave their job to put their mental health first. He says so many have been struggling for a while, and it took the pandemic to take action. The Great Resignation, as it's known, saw more than 4 million people quit in September. You're listening to NBC News Radio.